There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Now 53 minutes. It's Mondo Bizarro time here on Good Day. You hit that button, I'll hit this button. Let's get that person on the air. Let's do this. Let's do that. Hello, and welcome to the world of Roberta Fasanelli here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If it weren't for Roberta, things would be cool, calm, and collected. Roberta has been in absentia for a while, and now she's back with us again. Ken Kessler is here. Rich McFadden is here.
She was doing 6 to 9 months in the state pen.
What country's absentia?
It's near...
Passport?
Yeah, it's near the Alps. Mm-hmm. Okay? You know how to get there if you go...
Tiny Italian town.
Yes, little tiny Italians. All right, so how do they... Speaking of that, the Italians, how are they faring with the Greek problem? You have friends in Italy, Roberta.
Oh, lots of friends, family.
Okay, so how is the economy there being affected by the problems in the economy of Greece?
Well, they're going, ha, 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 because when they went to the euro, the lira, basically everybody lost half their money right off the bat.
Perfect.
So they're going, see, I told you so.
Uh-huh. So are they blaming it on on the euro then? It's the euro's fault, not the fact that the Greeks don't work. They have 25% unemployment.
So the Italians didn't get in on the euro?
Oh, they did.
Everybody's in on the euro.
So why
the Greeks are going to be the first ones out.
Because they're like, oh, okay, see, this happened to you too now, not just us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what does this do to the economy, though, of Europe? There are a lot of people here.
Italy and Spain are not in good shape.
Spain's in horrible shape. Yeah.
But actually, it's a great time to visit Europe because the dollar is very, very strong right now.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
But the fares are still crazy, though. You get over there.
Well, you know, you book it on European websites.
Oh, you do?
So my wife does when she buys tickets to Columbia. She goes to a Columbia.
But how do you start in America? How do you buy? So this is, you could go to any Travel Europe travel agency, and you could buy, let's say, a ticket from Boston to Milan or Washington to Bologna. You can do that. You can start in America even if you buy the ticket there. I didn't know that.
You can also go directly to the websites. Like I just went on to the Kayak Italian site. You just go to kayak.it.
Yeah.
And that brings you, it's in Italian, but it brings you to the Italian website. And then let's see.
So my wife goes to Avianca, Colombia, instead of Avianca, U.S., buy her tickets to Colombia.
But she pays for it with U.S. dollars?
She can, but she usually uses her Colombian money.
You use a credit card.
Yeah, just use a credit card.
Yeah, and some credit cards like Capital One, for instance, doesn't charge you exchange fees. I don't think American Express does either.
So they don't know. You can book it in that country and use that country's currency, and it gets charged to your account no matter what the currency. So it doesn't have to be American Express.
You just have to watch the exchange rate.
I don't know why I didn't know that, but I... Mm-hmm. And as much traveling as I've done, I always thought it was translated into dollars, and that was it.
It's the magic of the internet. You can go to any site from any country around the world.
You can pretend you are anywhere.
Anything you want.
Right.
At Alice's restaurant. The prisoners who escaped from this prison intended to drive to Mexico, but the ride backed out, as we know. A lot of things becoming known about how these two lived. You got some comments from, I was about to say instead of Facebook.com, I was going to say Gossbook.com.
Wouldn't it be funny if the Mexican president, in response to Donald Trump, said, look, only the United States sends us as murderers and rapists.
Right. By the way, did you see the numbers that are out this week? Last year, 60,000 illegal youngsters got into our country by illegal means, 60,000. Remember that whole big thing we talked about in January, February?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, look at the numbers that are coming in here illegally. What are we doing about it? The president, the country, what are we doing? The number yesterday of what is expected from the Department of Homeland Security, 127,000. This year, the 60,000 was 2014. This year, twice as many.
So you're talking
children.
About youngsters, my children.
I'm talking about children that are coming into this country illegally by themselves.
Because
by themselves?
By themselves. Yeah, we just start to say everything.
Well, nobody's going to send the kids back. Well, they do send some kids back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually do.
If they know where they came from, but yeah. They just can't.
Oof. Man, oh, man. That's pretty stiff stuff. Death penalty. Supreme Court holding up the use of controversial execution drugs that are sedatives. The main one is midazolam, I believe is how you pronounce it, midazolam, used in lethal injections. So Florida and Texas right away. Let's get going. Let's have more executions. So what are people saying in our Facebook exchange there, Kenny, Twitter exchange, social media? What are people saying about that?
Karen says, I'll be forever grateful that I was raised in Massachusetts and not in one of those ridiculous honey boo-boo states that frequently has this issue with death penalty drugs.
Yeah, and your state just put one guy to death, or passed jury to put one guy to death.
To whom are you speaking?
The Sean Ives.
Right, exactly. Massachusetts says this guy should get fried.
I was shocked that they actually decided that he should die.
The saying, a sentencing him to death and actually executing him are two things that are not necessarily going to be one.
But when you have a jury of 12 or 13 people in a state that is so against the death penalty, but obviously that guy's an extreme.
Right. Oh, yeah. Everybody wanted to see him.
Right. There's nobody. Yeah.
They'd be happy to do an operation on him today, as a matter of fact. All right. One other one, Kenny.
John says the drugs don't matter. There is no humane way to murder someone. End of story.
Well, there's something to be said for that. Yep, something to be said for that. 13 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, we're going to meet Jeremy Smith. So they're up next here on Good Day.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty Card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I have Jeremy Smith, who has written for Discover, the Christian Science Monitor, Chicago Tribune. His first book, Growing a Garden City, was one of Booklist's top 10 books on the environment in 2011. He's from Evanston, Illinois, graduate of Harvard, University of Montana, lives out in Montana with his wife, and has studied remarkable information. So stick around for the next few minutes. His book is called Epic Measures, and what he has measured here, basically, sort of the tool might be described as Google Earth for health, Jeremy, the burden of disease around the world. I said I could subtitle it perhaps, How People Die. Do you think that's accurate?
Sure, both how they die and, you know, what the surprising reasons that we get sick as well. Yeah. There's a lot more to good health than just not being dead.
Right, exactly. Write that down. That's the quote of the day. There's a lot more to good health than not just being dead. That's brilliant. So all of the Earth's health problems you sort of summarize here, if I got it correctly, yes?
Yeah, I mean, this is a remarkable study that's profiled in Epic Measures that is to create the equivalent of Google Earth for health.
By the way,
it's taking data from all around the world.
And you disagree with most of the so-called authorities, like the World Health Organization. How so? How dramatic is the difference in your conclusion from what they keep yammering about?
Well, you know, to be fair, I'm studying a scientific team, so I don't want to, you know, put the argument squarely on my shoulders alone. But these are about 1,000 scientists in 100 countries around the world. They've spent about $250 million, and it's taken them 25 years to really make sure all the numbers add up. And the difference between that method and the method that traditional authorities have put forth is that they're usually only measuring one or two diseases at a time. Mm-hmm. You get the AIDS estimates from the AIDS people, and you get the drunk driving estimates from the drunk driving people, and you get the cancer estimates from the cancer people. And what this team found is that when you add up all those estimates, you figure out that everyone in the world ends up dying two or three times over because no one's making sure the numbers add up
right.
correctly.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah.
This kind of introduces a double entry bookkeeping for death. And the other thing they discovered, which is kind of crazy, it was shocking to me, is that there's hosts of diseases that no one has been measuring before. There just doesn't happen to be a celebrity spokesperson or it's in a country that's not being covered in the same way. So you might have, you know, people, you know, advocating for breast cancer, you know, victims in the United States, but those people might not exist in, say, South Africa. And you might have people, you know, looking at causes of death, but they might not be looking at things that disable people for long periods
of time.
Let's look at the results.
Go ahead, Richie.
How should we be tracking disease and death around the world?
Yeah, so first of all, it's a tricky issue. You know, 50 million people die worldwide. Only 1 in 3 of those people have death certificates. So that's a big question mark, over 2/3 of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the United States, a country where we obviously have complete death certificate system, about 1/4 of death certificates are just not accurate on their face. They say things that cannot be a medically permissible cause of death, like hangnail or senility, or even something that seems like it should be true, like heart failure. Well, guess what? Every single person who's dead has experienced heart failure. You need to know what was the cause of the heart failure. Was it drowning? Was it a car accident? And it was a heart attack, you know what?
My dad had cancer that was going to kill him in 6 months, and when he died, they said it was a heart failure. So really, cancer killed him, but they put heart failure on his death certificate.
All right, book called Epic Measures. Jeremy Smith, thanks for being here, and good day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Our musical portion of the hour, usually it's this hour, this part of the hour, and every hour there's some musical reference, musical celebration, musical to-do. So in this next few moments, we're going to celebrate with the top five songs from this year in 1984, starting with the Pointer Sisters at number five with Jump for My Love, Jump It Up, Ricky.
Oh. Wow. Uh-huh. 80s music is so timestamped.
Well, it is the it's the retro reversal and the reaction to the disco era. It just has a different sort of dance.
Yeah, disco. A lot of 80s pop music is the same thing as disco. It's like, bam, there it was right there.
Right there. So number five belongs to the Pointer Sisters. Number four in this week, 1984, is the year Laura Branigan. Whatever happened to her?
I think she could have been one of our one-hit wonders.
Oh, yeah. She could have been, but she also had an amazing presence. I saw her once. Just very dynamic. But choosing not to follow this as a career, she became a wife and a mother, and that's what she likes doing. Everybody ought to have their own way, Richie. Do their own thing. Laura Branigan was number four with Self Control. You can crank this up if you'd like. Number four. 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program moving into the number three slot for this week in 1984. My favorite Prince song. Crank it up. When Doves Cry. Great commentary after using the lyric line.
One of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah. How much of his stuff does he write himself?
All of it.
Does he write everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's got some really important things, thoughts here.
He created bands for music that he wrote, but didn't think he should, like Sheila E. Mm-hmm. He was like, okay, I've got these five songs over here. Wouldn't be good for me, but they would be perfect. Morris Day and the Time. He created that whole band, and he went in there and said, no, you don't sing it like this. You sing it like that.
Yes.
You don't dance like this. You dance like that whole band
was just like a house band. Yeah, it was just a band that he totally created from nothing, just to sing six or seven songs that he thought he shouldn't do.
All right, number two, speaking of dancing, The Boss was number two this week, 1984, Dancing in the Dark. Another great, great, great pop contribution from Bruce Springsteen. I don't think I can hear this song too much. As much as our friend Roberta Pasmelli doesn't like some of the pop hits we play too much, this one I could listen to all day long. I just think it's a great message, great beat to it. Dancing in the Dark, number two this week in 1984.
Now, you remember the trivia about this song, don't you?
I don't remember.
And the video?
No.
The video is him performing live on stage, and he pulls a girl out of the crowd to jump up and dance with him on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And that girl was Courtney Cox.
Really?
Friends.
Yeah. Oh, they were friends at the time?
No.
Oh.
You don't know whether it was, I mean, it was obviously staged, and okay, she was an actress, and they said, okay, we're going to hire this actress to do this. And this was well before Friends.
Ah, cool. So number one this week, 1984 is the year Duran Duran, the artist. We were playing part of this yesterday. We had another week. I think
this is obviously number one for a couple of weeks. It seems like for the last month we've been playing this song here and there, just kind of looking back.
Yeah, right. It did get stuck in your head. I remember it better now than I did when it was a hit, frankly. All right, so there's a wraparound of the top five songs for this week in 1984, courtesy of our memory and your imagination, or the other way around. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Of relevant store and online, staples.com/onbudget in December 2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliate of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lenders License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get going here. Another half hour of conversation, discussion, issues of the day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have the talent and services of Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler. Roberta Fasanelli is back on the program. Nice to have Roberta.
Hello.
Back. I got an interesting group of email from people yesterday, some postings. The women rule on Good Day was one of them.
Yes, we do.
All right, so Donald Trump is back in the news if he ever got out of it. I maybe shouldn't put it that way. He's in the news for any number of reasons. NBC said that he's done. And so I wonder as I look around, he's such a New York fixture, Roberta.
He is.
What do
he
people
is.
Make of Donald Trump and his trademark bluster?
They just laugh at him, really? Quite frankly. He's just an incredible source of amusement in New York. I mean, everybody knows it's an act. Everybody knows that he's just, you know, an attention freak.
So, but what is it the same reaction as people around the country? There are a lot of people who are giving him credibility marks that are good. Now, what about New York City?
Well, it's the same thing with Chris Christie. It's refreshing. Even though he is a circus,
Exactly. That's the word.
It's refreshing for somebody to tell you what they honestly think and then follow through on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
where he's getting credibility. And Chris Christie, who is announcing today, said that if we can, have some great examples of where he's honest and he follows through on his honesty and he's frank with people, that will get him back into the top tier. And that's what they're counting on.
Right.
And that's what Donald Trump says. Donald Trump says, I'm going to say everything I think and it's going to take me where it gets me, whatever that is.
So here's John Kasich, who is the governor of Ohio, also declaring today. Now, here's the play here. I feel like this is an episode of Scandal. I watched 6 hours six episodes of Scandal on the plane last night coming back. And so I'm looking at all of these various and sundry players in here and how it all is working out. And I am thinking in terms of the real world of politics, the real world of the candidates, the real world of who's running. And so you see Donald Trump and the attention that he gets. And then you look at Christie and the attention he's getting for whatever the reason. Not many people know John Kasich. It's K-A-S-I-C-H. I remember him. He used to be on this program all the time, Richard. Remember when he was a congressman?
Mm-hmm.
Very soft-spoken, very thoughtful, quite a good governor, frankly, in terms of those of you who live in Ohio. We have, five, six, seven stations in Ohio. Those of you who live there, you may or may not want to comment on this, but depending on your point of view, I think he's done quite a good job as governor there. And I believe that his play here is to announce he's running for the presidency, to make himself visible so that he becomes the vice presidential choice. Remember, without Ohio, you got a tough time winning the presidency. So he's smart, puts himself in play, gets a little money for his whatever, everybody's got these PACs and they have their campaign funds and all this stuff. So he puts himself in a position, whoever the front runner is, whether it's Jeb Bush or Scott Walker or whoever else shows up, or Donald Trump, this guy becomes the nominal likely choice to be the vice presidential pick, no matter who's on the top of the ticket. Who agrees with that? Disagrees?
There are a lot of people that jump into this race knowing that because of the state they are attached to, that they don't have a chance to get the nomination.
But who else is from the state?
Jindal is a prime example from Louisiana.
What a waste of time he is. Yeah, but Louisiana is not that, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful, Louisiana. But that's
not as important.
No.
As Ohio,
there now, so
wouldn't it be interesting if Jeb Bush was to pick him, and then you've got Florida and Ohio.
Yeah,
right.
Ding, 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 ding. How many people have read 50 Shades of Grey? Raise your hands, please.
Saw the movie.
I did like 2 years ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Twitter has had a bit of fun at the expense of E.L. James. The hashtag AskELJames trended nationwide as she took questions, including some not ready for primetime doozies. Among the printable queries, is it true that you're actually just a burlap sack bag full of bad ideas and spiders? When do you think your writer's block will end?
Wow.
Signed, Ever Hopeful. And there's a lot of other silly stuff that's there.
Yep, she's got the fat checkbook now.
Exactly. So you're laughing all the way to the bank.
Right.
You can have whatever fun you want to, right? Am I right or not?
Exactly.
Yeah, she also got attacked by so many groups because her books glorify abuse.
Uh-huh, they do.
And there were so many victims groups that were just trying to talk to her, and she would just block them.
Uh-huh. So nothing special there. I didn't read the book. Meredith named one of her horses after the book. The horse is really called Big because a big, beautiful horse. But it shows under, I think, 50 Shades or 50 Shades of Grey or something like that. The horse came around about the same time as the book did, but there's nothing about it that I can see, or I didn't read the book. I heard all the stories about the gratuitous sexual stuff that's in it. I suppose if you're interested, it may have turned on a lot of women, and that's cool if it did. It just didn't seem to be something. I'm the first one in line for a good chick flick. There are a lot of men. Yeah, but I am. I like to see.
Not a whole lot of guys walking into that theater by themselves.
No.
Uh-uh. It was like me. It was date night.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Roberta, yesterday you were talking about the shark attacks.
Yes.
I see today that a shark expert has been trying to explain the North Carolina attacks because there have been, six or seven of them, I think, to this point.
Just in the past month.
Yeah,
says, I can explain it. They're hungry.
That's the duh of this. This fellow says you get this unholy mix this time of year of all the bait fish being in the same place where the humans are. So the fish, the sharks, and the humans are all swimming together. You're going to have some bites.
But they're not looking for people, certainly.
No. But they're gonna,
meaning the fish that shark normally feed on. Fishermen out fishing in the summertime are attracting them closer to shore.
Right. Yep. That's correct. Yes, that's it. You're reaching the nail on the head. So I'm in the dentist chair on Saturday, and I think I started to tell the story yesterday. I don't think I finished it. The new dentist is, especially the people, this is the Beverly Hills dentist. Man, I used to pay $50 to get my teeth cleaned. You remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
$40, $50 to get your teeth cleaned.
Why would you go to a dentist in Beverly Hills?
Because my son knows the guy and been going to him. So I went to him. $185 to get my teeth cleaned.
Oh, my goodness.
But one of the things you're paying for in this office is a television set that is, it's attached to, you know, when you lay back in the chair and you're looking up by the, whatever they're doing to your teeth.
Can I get that sound again, please?
You're a fool.
What?
I get the same thing, though. I go to the most high-tech dentist. They have like 20 chairs in there.
You have a television screen?
Yeah, they got movies. What movie do you want to watch? What TV show do you want to watch?
Okay.
Yeah.
So on this, it happened that the person who'd been in the chair before me had Animal Planet on.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm laying back in the chair, and I'm looking at all of these predators that are eating, the wolves running around eating these little calves from some of the northern tundra animals that are up there, and the bears eating whatever it can get their hands on, just gross stuff. And the worst of it was the giant white sharks out eating the seals and stuff that are migrating with them at the same time, and how they play with them and they throw them up in the air and
not
they catch
the sharks,
them.
The orcas, the killer whales.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, killer shark, killer whale, whatever.
Killer whale.
It was gross. Just gross. Who watches that stuff? Why do you watch it?
Well, now you see, my dentist is on the 20th floor of this wonderful building with ceiling to floor windows that overlook Central Park.
Ah, very nice.
So you sit in the chair and you
have the muggers.
You have it from 57th Street. You see all of Central Park going all the way uptown into Harlem and past that, all the way up into.
I don't know about you, but my dentist is not in Beverly Hills or in Central Park.
No.
Mine is in Vienna, Virginia.
Mine is in La Mesa, California.
Now, maybe I should go visit those guys. Weather today looks fairly good around the country for a change. I notice, historically speaking, on this date in 1994, the temperature in Death Valley reached 128 degrees.
Woo-hoo!
The only other time it's been that hot since the weather records have been kept in, what is it, 1881 or whenever they started keeping records.
Uh-huh.
July 14th, 1972, it was 128 degrees in Death Valley. So if you're wondering what the coldest day of the year in Death Valley has been, January 30th, 1988, the temperature in Death Valley was zero.
Really?
The extremes, yeah. Zero. All right, so that's that story. Let me bring you up to date when it comes to other stories. You know, I love to tell stories. This kind of reminds me of Sunday school. I love to tell the story of Genucel and his glories. Bags, puffiness under the ice. That was a stretch, but it wasn't bad.
It
was
Sunday school that you go to.
Okay.
But Glee? You think I should be on Glee? What do you think, Kenny? Yes, no?
Well, it's
off the air. No, I can have my own Doug.
So, yes, you should be on Glee.
Yeah, you should be on this cancel.
Right, thank you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you can save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a
rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. And guess what? My cup runneth over. Man, do I feel pretty good. I have so many great things in my life that my cup is running over. It is overflowing. And as a matter of fact, I want you to join me in this celebration. It doesn't mean we have to go out and drink, but just take a look at everything that's so wonderful about us and so wonderful about our lives. Well, guess what? I'm going to drop the other shoe. I'm going to give you some bad news. If your cup is running over, go out and get a bigger cup, because you've used up all your potential. You've got everything that you need. Why stop? So what I want you to do is I want you to go out and get a larger cup. What that really means is understand your potential. Get more out of life. Don't settle for what you have. Always continue to pursue. Always continue to gain. Always say to yourself, my cup is never going to run over. I just want more. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
All right, so what's a paraffin dip?
Oh, that's when you go get a manicure, and it's like this big vat of wax, and it's molten, and you...
Why is Roberta so low, Richie? I can't hear her that well. Say that again, Roberta.
It's when you go get a manicure, and it's like a big vat of wax, and it's molten, and like they put cream on your hands, and then they stick your hands in this molten wax, and you take your hands out.
So why would a dentist
dries on your hands?
Why would a dentist offer a paraffin dip?
Do they take a mold of your teeth with it?
Well, not if you just
maybe while they're doing your teeth, they're giving you a manicure pedicure at the same time. That would be cool.
I just heard from
that'd be really
the
cool.
Peanut gallery, the dentist that she goes to offers a paraffin dip. I'm trying to figure. The only what I remember about paraffin when I was a kid, we used to on the farm make all kinds of jams and jellies from the grapes and other things that were grown, the fruits around the farm, and the jellies, the sealer for the
Is wax.
Is a wax paraffin.
Yeah, it's a wax seal.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But Matt, well, if the dentist is offering a paraffin dip, I'd venture to say it's probably they're doing manicures at the same time.
Wow. Hot spot there.
That's really
that wouldn't
cool.
surprise me
<That's>
under the
cool.
circumstances. Okay, the people in Europe are beginning to respond negatively to all of the push from the anti-smoking activists. I think this idea was hatched in America, but has now become international. 3 years ago, people in the Ukraine filed a legal challenge against Australia and its right to enact anti-smoking laws on its own soil. Now, this seems kind of absurd when you think about it, but the tobacco industry in Ukraine is about as strong as the tobacco industry here. And some people say that's really why it's one of the very strong industry, because people in Eastern Europe smoke like fiends. People around Europe, especially the French, poof, 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 poof,
Asia,
all
yeah.
the time. Asia, crazy. So now... the Ukrainians are trying to use international law to stop the anti-smoking. There's a lot of tobacco companies that are in. They grow the tobacco in Ukraine. Russia's got a lot of tobacco companies that are making cigarettes and other products like that that are being sent around Eastern Europe, and they're trying. I don't know anything about cigarettes. I don't know whether there's a popular Russian brand or European brand. What I found interesting, the takeaway from this, is that the movement is getting so strong that these governments are fighting back where there is big tobacco industry, fighting against the governments that are trying to stop smoking. I don't know how they do that on the international court, but I just thought it's kind of an interesting angle on that story. 20, let's make it 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Bachelor Party by Danny Elfman and the Oingo Boingo group from the movie Bachelor Party, number one movie during this week in 1984. And Danny Elfman, man, I haven't heard that name for quite a while. Oingo Boingo. What else did they do?
Tom Hanks was in this movie. Yeah, it was one of his first movies, and it was hysterical.
Silly. I remember it being silly.
Do you remember what 1984 movie Danny Elfman and Boingo Boingo performed in?
Strange Science? Weird Science?
It was Back to School with Roddy Dangerfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and Danny Elfman, Doug, has become one of the most prolific movie scorers.
I think that's what we were talking about him before.
He does a lot of superhero movies.
Yeah, right. I think you mentioned that when we were talking about him a few days ago, if that's what I remember. Yeah. Okay, time now for our Chucker contest. A couple of more of these to help people qualify for our drawing on Friday during this hour of the program. I'm not sure how we're going to do this. We have fewer than 100, and we're going to ask, I think, an audience. Didn't we do this before, Richie? We asked an audience member to pick a number from 1 to 100. And,
yep.
And that's how
whatever the number is, we have somebody call in. They win a little prize for helping us out.
Yep.
They give us a number. We look on the list. Whatever name is attached to that number, they're the winner.
And I think we have fewer than 100 qualifiers, so the odds are really good that you could win this spa package to the Sundara Inn in Madison, Wisconsin. You can qualify today by identifying the movie from which we're going to play three clips, starting with the first one.
Attention, here's an update on tonight's dinner.
Got it.
It was veal. Veal.
302.
Winner of tonight's Mystery Meat Contest is Jeffrey Corbin, who guessed some kind of beef.
888-302-3684. Okay. You know whose voice that is. What's the name of the movie? He's very readily identifiable, too, appropriately so, for this movie, which was number one this week in 1979. Second clue.
Important announcement. Some hunters have been seen in the woods near Piney Ridge Trail, and the Fish and Game Commission has raised the legal kill limit on campers to 3. So if you're hiking today, please wear something bright and keep low.
888-302-3684. What's the name of the movie? You qualify for the drawing. Last clip.
Even if we win, even if we play so far over our heads that our noses bleed for a week to 10 days, even if God in heaven above comes down and points his hand at our side of the field, even if every man, woman, and child held hands together and prayed for us to win, it just wouldn't matter, because all the really good-looking girls would still go out with a guy from Moloch because they got all the money.
All right. So figure it out. 888-302-3684 to qualify. Chuck has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more. Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
All right, let's see what we got here. I didn't know there was such a town as California, Indiana. Scott's there.
California, Maryland.
Oh, California, Maryland. I didn't know there was a California, Maryland either, Scott. So you got me on both.
Yeah, this is the second time I was here, and I lived in Hollywood, Maryland before that.
Hollywood, Maryland is good. The Eastern Shore.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, what's the name of the movie?
Rudy.
Rudy is not the correct guess, but...
Oh, great guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess. All right, John's in Titusville, Florida. Hi, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, what's the name of the movie?
Meatballs.
Meatballs, you got it. So hold on, you qualify for the drawing on Friday. Chucker, quick movie news.
All right, Doug, third entry in Paramount's Star Trek reboot. Currently just began filming, the official title, Star Trek Beyond. I'd expect a different tone as producers reportedly want a Guardians of the Galaxy type feel. Chris Pine plays Kirk, Zachary Quinto Spock, and he just signed on for Part 4, so expect this franchise to continue for quite some time.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. That's what they're doing. All right, Chucker. We'll put today's visit in your bank account. 59 after on Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.